The jet stream circles the globe from west to east, affecting weather, climate, and even the length of many airplane flights. This week on Ask a Climatologist, we're answering a question from a listener who asked how the jet stream affects weather in Alaska. Climatologist Brian Brettschneider spoke with Alaska's Energy Desk editor, Annie Feit. He says the jet stream is basically a ribbon of air circling the globe at high speed.
And it's generally the boundary between cold polar air and much warmer kind of mid-latitude or subtropical air. And so it's always present all year round, every year, but it varies in intensity quite a bit. And when it's not quite as cold in the summer months and in the fall months, it's in the vicinity of Alaska. In the heart of the winter, usually it's farther south, so it doesn't really affect us that much, but it's always there. So it's something that's of great interest to the weather, the climate community, to the aviation community. So a lot of people are focused on where the jet stream is, how it's moving, and what it's going to do over the next number of days.
But in Alaska, it doesn't affect us too much?
The jet stream does affect us here in Alaska, particularly in the fall and the spring months. We're kind of right at that boundary between where the cold polar air is and the much warmer air farther to the south. And as the jet stream, it moves like a ribbon. And so at times it goes up and at other times it goes down and has to stay in equilibrium. And so where it comes down, you actually spin up low pressure areas, and those then form precipitation and have wind. So we do, you know, we have these large fall storms and sometimes in the spring as well. Those are very frequently associated with these dips in the polar jet stream as they're situated near Alaska.
And how is climate change affecting the jet stream?
In the last few years, there's been a fair bit of research that's looked into this issue of what does a warming world do? What will it do to the jet stream? The strength of the jet stream is a function of the temperature difference between the high latitudes, the Arctic polar latitudes, and the equatorial or tropical latitudes. In a warming world, high latitudes warm faster. And so then that difference in temperatures is reduced, which then reduces the strength of the jet stream. So the jet stream in a weaker state is more susceptible to these wild gyrations. And so when you have this jet stream that's more susceptible to moving around, basically, in, say, the lower 48, you can get, paradoxically, more Arctic outbreaks, but then you can also get more dramatic warm-ups in the winter. So more variability and more storminess possible. So it's something that is kind of a new emerging area, and it makes sense from a physics point of view. And now the researchers are just trying to put that puzzle together and kind of confirm what they think the theory indicates.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. Thanks to listener Greg Strevelar in Gustavus for sending in the jet stream question. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.